sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Coming up.
Próximamente.
Gemma attacks a four-year-old.
Don't take this into a very dramatic situation now, yeah?
Oh, sit down.
They can be next to you, like, looking at you, like, happily, and then they go, doof, and just, like, smack you in the head.
My husband is a huge Arsenal fan.
Ooh.
God, as if I've gone from podiums in BCM to sitting in the garden with a Merlin app identifying birds.
Quack, quack.
Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you, genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. Make sure you download the Shell app and join the Shell Go Plus Rewards to get £2.50 worth of points today. Welcome to Lost in Translation. Oh, do you know what, Gorks? I really look forward to these now because it's genuinely the only time I've got to see you recently.
Oh, that's kind of you. You know, thank you for being nice to me.
What do you mean, thank you for being nice to you? Like, I'm never nice to you.
I'm just winding you up.
You need to stop that narrative. People are going to be coming for me thinking I'm snide on you. I'm the kindest person to you. The things I do for us and for you are in abundance, my friend. This is our podcast. We're somehow still managing to be here. So thank you for listening, for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. And in all seriousness, thank you for the lovely messages we get from people, the messages of support, the comments on socials, the DMs. I've had a lot of people saying they've been to see you on tour, Gorka, and people telling me you've had pictures with the kids, you've made the day. So, yeah, thank you. It does all get back to us. If you do want to get in touch, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, or you can WhatsApp and voice note 077-610-39898, or you can just follow us on social media, which is at lost.in.podcast. And yeah, it's a listen and don't judge zone, judgment-free zone. We have fun, we play games, we solve dilemmas, we catch up. I look dishevelled because it's been manic with the kids on my own at the minute.
My eye bags are on my chin.
Yeah, we breathe and we move on. Gorka's body's broken from dancing. My soul is broken from solo parenting for 6 weeks nearly. But yeah, we listen, we don't judge, we move on. Without further ado...
Vamonos! Going back to what you said about the tour, funny enough, there is no show that when I meet people, they haven't mentioned at least once about the podcast, about how much they love the podcast, how funny we are, how much they enjoy it, and how much they relate to us. So it's so good to hear, you know, because now a lot of people, instead of coming to me and go, oh my God, I love the show, we go like, I love the podcast with you and Gemma. So this is amazing. So thank you very much. Glad that you're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, I love how you said how funny we are. just casual, yeah, how amazing we are, how funny
we are. You just said it before that you are kind to me, so I'm funny too.
Yeah. No, it's nice because it's like we had the message from the listener last week on one of the dilemmas that we solved. She was saying it's nice to know people are going through the same stuff. I think regardless of what you do for a living, you still go through the same things in life as every other person. So yeah. it is nice, and it's nice to hear from people because it makes us feel better as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you feel like, yes, we are not alone in this. We are not the only ones. It happens to everybody. So, yeah, it makes you feel like, oof, it's a relief. It's not just me.
It's not just me. You're still in London. Have you done any tourist attractions?
Yeah, I went to Selfridges, I went to Harvey Nichols, I went to...
of course you did.
What is the other one?
What's that toy shop called? Hamleys.
Hamleys. What is the one in Knightsbridge? Harrods. So yeah, very touristic places, yeah.
Do you remember when my first Mama Bear parenting instinct came out in Hamleys when we took Mia?
It was hilarious.
How old was she?
She was probably almost about to be 1 year old, not even that. In fact, the pillow that Mia has to sleep with is the picture of that weekend of her and I in the hotel bed together.
You tell the story, I'll let you tell it.
There was this huge pool ball that Mia loved at the time. She was obsessed to be on the pool, throwing balls. And it was this little, yeah, like ball pool, yeah. And he was this boy, around like 4 or 5, little menace. He keep running and jumping into the pool. And once he did it and sweep Mia. And Gemma went like, just be careful. She's too little. You can't do that to her. Okay. He went back and ran into the pool and throw the balls to Mia. So he throw and hit Mia on the head with the ball. So Gemma put her arm under the all the balls, so you couldn't see her arm, grabbed her foot and went phew, and sweeped them like under the balls. The little boy literally flew over, fell backwards in the pool ball, ah! Started screaming, "Mommy, I fell!" And Gemma went like, "Just don't do it again."
Yeah, but he was throwing balls at her head. Like, he was throwing balls at all the little kids. And the ball pool he was in, you had to be 2 and under. He was at least 5. He shouldn't have even been in that area. Do you know what I mean?
True.
It needed a doorman.
Yeah.
He was throwing balls at kids' heads. And I said to him, I said, please don't do that. I said, because these are only babies. That's how I said it. And he looked at me like this, carried on throwing them. And I thought, you need teaching. So I just knocked his ankle a little bit and he just fell back. But he didn't throw balls again. Do you know what I mean? And his mum didn't do anything either, did she?
Yeah, but make sure no kid was harmed, yeah? It was a soft pull. It wasn't nothing. So please don't take this into a very dramatic situation now, yeah?
Gemma attacks a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't come for my kids and you won't get sweeped. That's my advice on that. should we move on before we reveal what else I've done wrong to other people's kids? Should we read some listener messages?
So from Sky Blue, sorry to say, I have only just started listening to the podcast. Don't apologies. Yeah, it's never too late. You started, that's what matters. Getting through them now, but just heard Gemma say her dad is from Dumfries. Yes, he is from Dumfries. Love this. I'm from Dumfries. Would love to hear more about him, where did he work, etc. Although, if it's too personal and would rather not to tell, I totally understand. Loving the podcast. Could you tell us a bit more about your dad, Gem? That's what Sky Blue asked.
Of course I will, Sky Blue. My dad was a legend. The man, the myth, the legend, David. So it was my grandma, Wilhelmina, who was from Dumfries in Arnhem.
What a name, Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina, yeah, but we called her Min. That's why Nina, my sister's called Nina. Wilhelmina, oh. Nina. But yeah, they were from Dumfries and we used to have a caravan in Cacoubri, which would go to, gosh, every Easter, every summer, sometimes New Year, we'd go to Cacoubri. We'd go to the Bonnie Galloway pub, which if anyone's local to Cacoubri, you'll know about. But yeah, I kind of, whenever we go to Scotland, I always feel at home a little bit. I feel like maybe my spirit animal was William Wallace. I love Scotland. But no, my dad, he was an engineer. He was a manager of a company. He was extremely talented. He built Caterham Super Sevens. He used to race sports cars at the weekend. When he wasn't working, he used to let me and my best friends go in the back of his pickup truck because back then he didn't really care about safety. It was so much more fun. We used to sit in the back of his pickup. Obviously, there was no roof and he'd just ride us around the estate. I used to play in the garage with him, building cars. He was like 6 foot odd, jet black hair, brown eyes. My sister looks like my dad. I look like my mum. Although I've got my dad's cheeks when I smile, I'm told. But yeah, I'm good. That it does make me gutted a little bit that you didn't meet him, Gorks.
No, you always say that.
I know, because my dad was very, he had a very dry sense of humour, but he loved dancing, like to the point of embarrassment, whereby, like, my mum said, any event, any party, your dad was the first one on the dance floor. She said, and we're like, Jesus, David, stop it. But he danced, even though he couldn't dance at all, bless him. His favourite song was James, Sit Down. That, oh, sit down, oh, sit down. He loved that. And he used to always say, I don't care if there's music, I'll dance to it. So the fact that you're a dancer, he'd be with you now on tour. He'd come to every show. He'd be like your little groupie. And Janet, his second wife, who I'm still in contact with, I see Janet a lot. She's wonderful. She used to say the same when they first went on their holiday. I said, how was it? And she said, it were good, Gemma. She said, but oh, she said, he wouldn't stop dancing. She said, you know, if there was music come on in the clubhouse, he'd be up there on his own. And he just didn't care.
That's good. He had fun.
That's a bit about my dad, Sky Blue. Thank you for your message. But yeah, I wish Gorka could have met him, because I think you'd have liked him.
Yeah.
The next message is from T. Just says T. Hey guys, your podcast is so jokes. That's what they've put. I didn't just say so like that. They've put so double, triple O. Your podcast is so jokes. I just wanted to ask, as you are both big dog people, would you be friends with someone who wasn't a dog person?
Gemma, probably not. Because the first thing that she said when we met and we got together, she was like, if my dogs doesn't like you, you don't like dogs or animals, I won't be with you.
No, I wouldn't not be friends with someone because of it. I would just question why they wouldn't like a dog. If you'd been, you're scared of cats because you were attacked by a cat. I totally understand that. But I don't understand how a normal person who's had no bad experience with a dog, I just can't understand how they wouldn't like them, given how loyal they are.
I just haven't met a person, I think, that doesn't like a dog. I met a lot of person that doesn't like cats, but I have never met a person that doesn't like a dog. Cats are more disliked than dogs because the cats are less trustful, and also cats are more like independent. They live, you know what I mean? Even when you watch a movie, like when you watch the Secret Life of Pets, for example, with dogs and cats, the dogs are like friendly, funny. You see the cats are not the baddies, but they are like living on the streets, living their own life, you know, like no rules. So it's the same thing in real life. Cats are very like, they can be next to you, like looking at you like happily, and then they go doof and just like smack you in the head. You know what I mean? For no reason.
Yeah. I'm a lot more comfortable around dogs. But I have got friends, like, I think I told you, one of my friends, he doesn't like dogs, but he was bit by a corgi on his paper round. So that's why. And he gets so embarrassed because he says, I feel like of all the dog breeds, it was a corgi who bit him. But I understand that. But I think life's better with pets, especially with a dog. My grandma had a cat called TC. And TC, it used to sit on your knee and do that thing with its paws. And I didn't like him because he was a cat, but I didn't feel comfortable around him as I did dogs. But no, I would be friends with someone who wasn't a dog person, but I would, after a few gin and tonics, I would say to them, why do you not like dogs? That's what I'd ask in drink. This one is from Hayley. It says, hi, Gemma and Gorka. I love your podcasts and I listen at 5 a.m. in our makeshift gym before the kids get up and I start my busy day as a teacher. Well done, Ailey, for getting in the gym at 5 a.m. That is effort. Well done. She says, I think Gemma will love this story. We've got two kids, three cats, and both have good jobs. I really wanted a dog, but only a rescue. But my husband said no because we haven't got the time. Anyway, I found one in Macedonia that I fell in love with, and I got through the interview to adopt, but my husband was still saying no. The dog I wanted also had a sister who was dumped at 4 weeks old. Anyway, my husband agreed and said we couldn't separate them. So they both travelled all the way from Macedonia last week. They are stunning, almost 2 years old, and have the most gentle nature. My boys adore them. Needless to say, my husband's also fallen in love. Here's a photo. The black and white one is named Oreo and the tan one is Bailey. Oh, Gorka, look.
No, they're very cute.
That's a jump from saying no. No to one dog to yes for two. Oh, I need to know how you convinced him, Hayley. I need to have a chat with Hayley privately.
I say no.
Gorka.
Gorka, no. Right, well, you get another dog, I will spend 365 days on tour.
We were at an open day at Bleakholt the other week for their spring fair. And obviously Tiago's nearly three and two of the team came up to me because you're not allowed to get them at Bleakholt until your kids are three and above. And they came up to me with two dogs and said, he's three in July, isn't he? And I said, yeah. And they said, look at this one we've just had in. And oh, Gorka, it was beautiful. It was so nice. I even said to Mia, do you want to hold him? And she was like, yeah. And then she looked at my Uncle Clive. Clive was with us and she went, my papa wouldn't like this, Clive.
Yes. Don't try to use the kids to have another dog. You're convincing them. So then they're going to get upset and I have to give up and be like, yes, have another dog. Do not do that.
That's the plan then, isn't it?
Have another dog. I got 365 days on tour.
Deal.
Okay, fine.
Look at his face. But I love that you've done that. That's a really nice thing to do. So, and I love the chaos of your family. Two kids, three cats, two dogs, and you're still in the gym at 5 a.m. You are Wonder Woman, Hayley. I hope you all have a lovely, lovely life together.
We got another one about Freddy the squirrel and the birds. From Nikki. Hi guys, I listen to your show every week. Thank you for keeping me entertaining at work. I'm a dog walker, so I'm always out and about listening to your podcast. Gemma, I know how much you love feeding the birds and the squirrels. You should download the Merlin ID app. It records the sound of birds in your area and identify them for your base on the sounds they make.
A few people have told me about the Merlin app, and I might actually do it because we have in our garden, I've said to you, Anna Gorka, and he's act on arse because he probably is on arse, but we've got two robins and they get on. They don't fight. And normally the males, the robins are very territorial. And these ones, they don't fight at all. They actually travel together. So I think maybe the brothers, I don't know if that's a thing or not.
Maybe a couple.
It could be. But I will download that app, Nikki. That's a good idea. It is a good idea. And then I can sit out. Oh, my God, as if I've gone from podiums in BCM to sitting in the garden with a Merlin app identifying birds. How my life has changed.
Yeah. Where was the fun, Gemma?
This is the fun it gets for me now. This, a coffee, listening to a Merlin bird app is my idea of a great day out. Our sponsor today is Whoop, and I honestly wish I had my Whoop when Mia was tiny and I was running on about 3 hours sleep, wondering why I felt like absolute rubbish.
And now I still feel like rubbish sometimes, but at least now we know why. Whoop tell us what our bodies are really doing.
Right? And instead of going, I'm tired, I don't know why, maybe it's the weather. It's like having a little coach, a little PT that actually stays on your arm. Actually, my recovery has been 25% actually, so it's told me not to go into a massive workout. I need to rest.
For me, it's about understanding when I can push in training versus when my body needs rest. Because with dance, tour, the kids, with everything, you think you should always be going full speed.
But you can't, that's the thing. And Whoop helps you make smarter decisions with your training instead of just guessing it. Like, should I have that extra coffee and get an early night? Listen to your Whoop.
It tracks your sleep, strain and recovery. All the things that busy parents never have time to think about it. But probably we should.
Exactly. It's like finally understanding your own energy instead of just hoping for the best and wondering why you're knackered by Tuesday.
If you want to stop guessing and start understanding what your body actually needs, go to whoop.com.
Right, let's do our debates for the week. But again, we're going to have to mix it up because we've not been around each other to annoy each other.
Yes.
Has your life been better or worse without me physically in it for the last 6 weeks?
Worse.
That's good to know.
Yeah, because everybody and everything gets on my nerves.
Because I'm not there at the end of the day for you to vent.
No, it's just because I cannot moan to someone about things.
That's what I mean.
Just need to hold on. And also, we don't speak much on the phone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're not there to vent. I come home and go, how's your day? And he says, Well, and then Spanish Victor Meldrew comes out.
For example, what happens is when I go away, I get more attached. So, for example, the things, this is where, again, another thing that's not lost in translation, but when I get away, I want to speak to you more. I want to see you more and, like, know more about everything because I'm not there. Because when I'm there, I know it. You go the opposite way. When I'm not there, you kind of, like, go more distant, more like, do you want to speak less to me? Do you want to, like, not call me as much, don't know about me? Because then it kind of, like, for you goes, like, just get on with it, you know what I mean? So then it's, like, a clash of, like, okay, actually, I want more attention. I want to know more about you. I want to hear you more. I want to speak to you more. But you go the opposite. So then it's, like, okay, bye.
That is.
I called you, you're like, yeah, you okay? Yes, okay, all right, bye. And I'm like, oh, great, I spoke to you for like, the other day you called me, and when I hung up, and then I don't know why, I went to my phone calls, and I look at the phone call from you, and you know how long it was a phone call? 20 seconds.
But what time was it? What we were doing?
But you were at home.
I wouldn't have just spoke to you for 20 seconds.
It was a 20-second phone call. So it was a bit like, how's the kids? Yeah, they're in bed. Okay. And you? Yeah, good. I'm getting from bed. Oh, okay. All right then. Show? Yeah, good. Okay, bye. That was the phone call.
I bet it was in the interval of the show.
No.
But that's how I deal with you being away. Like you say, it's either out of sight, out of mind, or absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I find if I wallow in self-pity and miss you and be like, oh, God, then everything suffers. I have to just be on it and think, really? Right, this is the situation. You've got to crack on with it. Feeling sorry for yourself ain't going to make you come back quicker.
It's not that you feel sorry, but I just want to speak to you more because then I'm not there, so I want to know more things about what's going on. Keep you updated, you know what I mean? If I go the way that you go, I will not go back. I will be like, okay, I'm done. That makes sense?
Oh, no, see, I always come back.
So I will be like, I'm used to being on my own now, then it's fine, bye.
Yeah, no, I'm used to being on my own, but I prefer being with you. So I always come back. Don't worry about that. I'm the biggest boomerang there is. Throw me as far away as you can. I'll always do that U-turn back and slap you in the neck.
Okay.
I did send you a video the other day, though, in terms of what's going on. I downloaded the CCTV footage of the bird I told you about flying into the wall. And I sent it him and he replied. He said, "What is this?" And then he put, "Oh my gosh."
Yeah.
But how quick was I out the house scooping that little thing up? I was like Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
I know.
So the debate is, it's more of a question, what's one of the things that we're excited to do once Gorka's back from tour?
I'm excited to go in the sauna and the ice bath.
I thought you had, have you not got a little ice bath on tour this time? I saw a picture of Kai in a little inflatable bath.
Yes, we have them because here, myself, request to buy it, and I was gonna buy it myself from my pocket if not. So then that's why everybody now has an ice bath after the show.
Really? I saw an ice bath and I saw you all doing red light as well.
I was like, you know what, it's my last tour, I'm not coming back here, so you're gonna spend the money now, get an ice bath. I go like, guys, what do you want? You want an ice bath? You want a fish every Monday? Don't worry, I'll ask for it because I'm not coming back, so I will ask it. I will demand it. So now I'm demanding everything.
Well, yeah, I know. I saw it. I saw they've all been posting pictures of themselves in it after the tour. It genuinely does help, though, doesn't it? Especially if you've been dancing loads.
Yeah, because also they're putting us in a little like plastic buckets. They only reach to our knees. So get one. It costs £60. You know, it's not that much of money. It's inflatable. You can put it everywhere, and at least people can go. If that doesn't want to go full, just the legs, you can have two boys or two girls standing at the same time. And if you're going to go fully in, you just sat down and the water reaches to your like belly. So you can, like, for example, me and Julian were saying, to be honest, we need it for our lower backs and the hips and everything. You know what I mean? From all the lifts and everything. So we really need to be able to sit down in it.
Well, good for you for standing your ground with the ice bath. Should we solve someone's dilemma?
Yes, probably would be better.
So this week's dilemma comes from Brooke, and she says, "Hi guys, my husband is a huge Arsenal fan, and we are talking a die-hard Arsenal fan. He never misses a game. I love to see him so passionate about something, and he's very excited to get the kids involved when they are older. The only thing is, if Arsenal win a game, any other plans after are written off. I've got to the point, once it was my 40th birthday the same day as a game, and if Arsenal won, he wouldn't be joining the party."
That's rude.
Does this seem a bit excessive? I don't want to dampen his spirits as it's one of his favourite pastimes. But as the kids get older, I don't want them or me to miss out on the time with him because he's spending the evening celebrating. I can't base my life around whether Arsenal win or lose. No, you can't.
That's too much.
Very much too much.
And I feel sorry for her because, Brooke, Arsenal just won the semi-finals of the Champions League, which means they're going to Bucharest or Budapest for the final of the Champions League, which again, probably, he will want to go because it's not going to happen back again in the next 10, 15 years. So if I was you, I'll say, yeah, you can go, but don't waste the money because they are not going to win it because they are playing against PSG. And let's be honest, PSG are going to demolish them. It's going to be an embarrassment of a game for Arsenal.
That's the silver lining then for Brooke, but as if he wasn't going to attend a 40th birthday party if they won.
Actually, I would be like, oh, I want to get the game, but even if maybe start the party later so I can finish the game, but I still go to the party, you know what I mean?
You love Madrid, but not to that extent.
It's like, for example, if I say to you, when I was on the Strictly and your birthday is always in the Blackpool week, and I was like, oh, if I make it to next week, I'm not going to your birthday.
Yeah, but that's because of work, not because it's not a choice. It was your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was choosing to go and, I don't know, watch a concert on your 40th, because I was a fan, that's a bit, it's not kind and it's a bit excessive.
I mean, the concert is different because it's live once you cannot watch. But for example, a football game, I will go, yeah, I'm coming. I will have my phone there with the game on the phone. Remember that time? It was the Euros and it was Spain-Portugal. Huge game of the Euros of the World Cup. And you made me go to this charity event with you. And the charity event started at the same time that the game was starting. And I was under the table with the football game.
I do remember that, yeah. I do.
Yeah, I was fuming.
I mean, I'm like that with sports. I love watching them, but I'm, you know, it's, I think I get embarrassed sometimes when I see football yobs, like some of the British fans. I mean, that's what I, do you remember when Bilbao was over here and all the press were raving about how respectful and kind and sensible the Bilbao fans were?
Mm-hmm.
But yet when English football, like you see grown men literally fighting in the street, proper spitting vile insults at each other just because of a team, and you think I'd be so embarrassed if I saw one of my relatives or mates on telly effing and jeffing at a footballer because of how they played the game.
That happens everywhere. It's not just here. It happens in every country. There, like, there's always like, no, and it's not a general thing. It's more like those. You have groups of like people who are very passionate and very like, you know, like football. Like we call, I don't know. I think in England you call it like hooligans. In Spain we call them ultras, which are like super like, you know, like the team. Yeah, wow. And it's just a group of people. And the only thing is that everywhere you only hear about those things, but I think there's so many other thousands of football fans that they are very respectful and very like caring, you know, and like they really love the sport and they are very nice, you know, if they win or lose. But
yeah,
it happens everywhere. In Spain, it happens sometimes, like when you or like in Italy, the tifosi, when you see like the Champions League and Real Madrid have to win the game, if you see like the things that the football really like ultra fans do, it's ridiculous. You go like, guys, what are you doing? It's just a football game, you know?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
You're not gonna get nothing from it. Like it's not that, for example, when people ask me about football, I love football and I'm passionate, but at the end of the day, if let's say for example, if Madrid didn't make it to the final, yeah, fine. Are you gonna be sad? Well, maybe yes, because I would love them to win the Champions League again, but I'm not like devastated, you know what I mean? Winning or not doesn't give me anything. That doesn't give me money. Doesn't gonna make me earn the money. They are the ones making the millions, not me. So I just watch it. If he doesn't win, fine. Another day goes.
My friend, you know, Claire. So Claire is a friend of mine. She's the editor-in-chief of Men and Women's Health. And her son, she's background is rugby. She's obsessed with rugby. She goes to all the rugby games. She knows the sport in and out. And she always tells me how more secure and safe she feels in a rugby crowd than a football crowd. She said if she takes a lad to watch a rugby game, she said it's just like a different, there's still passion there, she said, and there's still shouting and this and that, but she said there's nowhere near the aggression. And I said I thought that would be the opposite, because in rugby, they'd like battering each other. And she said, no, that's the thing. She said rugby players spend the whole game pretending not to be injured so they can carry on playing. And she said footballers spend the game pretending to be injured so they can get away with stuff.
Yeah, but I think it's also that goes again down to the sports and how through the years the sports background or where the sport sits. Like football sits more on a working class, low class community. You know, like when I think rugby is more like medium high class community. So again, maybe they have like it's a more respectful, more like cultural thing. You know what I mean?
Like your public school boys.
Yeah, and yeah, I would say like post people who plays rugby, pure people plays football, without offending anybody. Yeah.
Oh, you'll always offend someone, Cox.
That's why in Spain we don't have rugby because everybody's pure poor.
Yeah, we call them egg chuckers over here. We say they chuck eggs. But Brooke, in terms of your dilemma, which we've massively digressed from, apologies. Yeah, you do need to have a word with him because as passionate and into his football as he is, his family should come first before the game. Them footballers aren't his family. You can be a up the Arsenal diehard fan, but your family comes first. So have a word and let us know. And for anyone else wanting to get in touch and send us a dilemma like Brooke has, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, @lost.in.podcast for all social media. And if you want to voice note us or WhatsApp us, it's 077-610-39898.
Very good. Should we move on to the game? Thanks to Shell for partnering with the show.
Shell are genuinely part of our day-to-day life, and when we're on the road, we're always popping in.
Even now that I'm on tour, and after I sign up with the rewards, I'm still getting points when I fill up the car with petrol.
Yeah, well, I'm fueling your car up at the minute, so I'm getting all your points. Did you know as well, new members get £2.50 worth of points, so you've pocketed that, which you can spend on your next trip. I've got loads of points, Gork, so I'm filling your car up, I'm filling mine up, I'm getting my coffees in, so my points are going to be through the roof.
Well, you're driving my car, so you get the points then.
That's true, that is
Enjoy
true.
Enjoy that. Jem, the other day we were on the road, no, going to the next city, and we stopped at the Sal garage, and guess what I found there? My favorite crisps, the Manomasa chips. Oh, I got three bags today with me on the bus, and everybody was snacking away. They never tried them. I was like, guys, this is the best thing of Shell. You can get them in here.
You need to tell Neil, because he'll get 10% on the deli. If they use the deli in Shell, they'll get a free hot drink as well because of your rewards. Yeah. So when you next get your crisps, whenever we fuel up, obviously because you're away at the minute, they've still got loads of Easter eggs. Like even though we're nowhere near Easter now, they've still got Easter eggs. Yeah, so we've been getting them. And also as well, you get 20% off the Co-op and Waitrose branded bread, milk and butter and eggs as well. So if you other supermarkets, you can still get them. So yeah, for anyone listening, make sure you download the Shell app and join the Shell Go Plus Rewards today. And as always, T's and C's apply. Thanks again to Shell for sponsoring the show. And speaking of the show, let's get back to it. This game is based on Nikki's message about bird sounds and the Merlin app. We've got some bird sounds for each other. We're going to try and identify them. So I've got four bird sounds and you're going to try and guess what the birds are.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's bird number one.
Yeah, it looks like a swan or like a goose.
A goose. Well done. It is a goose.
Nice.
Let's move Very on good. To bird number two. You should get this one.
That's like an eagle, something like that, no? Or a falcon.
No. Tiago's favourite bird.
I don't know.
An owl.
Oh, an owl, okay.
Okay, bird number three.
That looks like some... Ooh. That looks like someone is crashing something very loud in my ear. Oh.
These ones steal your chips on Blackpool Beach.
Oh, the seagulls.
A seagull, yeah. And then your last one.
There's a duck.
It was Molly. It was Molly.
Nice, well done. Very good impersonation of a duck. Quack, quack. All right, it's my turn now.
Yeah, go on.
Come on, sound number one.
That sounds like a pheasant.
Yes, correct. That one is beautiful.
It is beautiful. It sounds like a robin or a blackbird, that one.
It's a robin. You hear that every day, yeah.
Yeah, robin. Oh, is that a crow? No, it crows more like a... Is it magpie?
Yes, correct.
As if I know my birds.
Last one?
That's like a crow or a jackdaw.
Crow. Well done, Gemma. And I can officially say that Gemma is the female David Attenborough.
As if I don't need the app, do I? I genuinely don't need the app.
You're incredible.
It's like the whole meme when your partner's away, what he thinks you're doing versus what you're actually doing. I'm literally in the garden looking at birds. Oh, that was fun. Well, that's all we've got time for this week.
No, that one quick.
Yeah, I like the animal quizzes. Thank you for listening, as always. We'll be back in the same room again very shortly. And because Gorka's going to be coming up here for 24 hours. So while he's up here, rather than rest, we're dragging him into this studio. So we will be back together soon. But in the meantime, please do like and subscribe. You can follow us at lost.in.podcast. You can voice note us on 077-610-39898. And you can email us as well. Molly will get your emails. It's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your week. And if you're going to see Gorka on tour, enjoy it.
Oh, before you say bye, one second, don't say bye. Someone just called me on the phone and I'm going to... Look. Hi, I'm just doing the podcast. Can you say hello to your partner?
Hello, partner.
Oh, hi, partner. You okay?
That's not my partner. That's the camera guy.
No, it's there.
It's Ali Ash. Oh.
You here?
Keep dancing. Huh?
I'll let you go and speak to him, Gorks.
Great chat.
Okay, call me later, don't worry.
All right, bye.
Bye bye. Great chat. I haven't got the time to chat to him. I've got to go and do the radio. Oh, but tell him I said hello. See you later. Adios, everyone.
Adios, amigos.
See you next week. Thank you again, Shell, for supporting our show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast. Rayo.